Max Muncy, first Seager, now Turner, Cody Bellinger. Mookie Betts has done it again.
Oh, it's good to be back. Renegade.
I don't hold back on my enemy. That's well hit. And it's a grand slam home run.
This is Morongo Casino World Champion Dodgers on deck.
Back to back, bottom of the first. Betts leaps and makes the catch.
There is no mission impossible. How could you stop the unstoppable?
Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
UCLA Health.
Keeping you on top of your game.
Mutual of America.
Your retirement company.
That's back at the wall and that's gone. The fourth home run of the night for the Dodgers.
Children's Hospital LA.
From colds to cancer, we got this.
Jim Beam.
Official bourbon of the LA Dodgers.
And your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
Now with a pregame look at your World Series champion Dodgers.
Champions of baseball.
Here's your host, Tim Cates.
Hi, everybody, and welcome into Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck. Hope you are well. Your world champion Dodgers, 39-26 on this season after taking 2-3 from the Texas Rangers over the weekend. The homestand continues tonight with a 1-3 against the Philadelphia Phillies. Tony Gonsolin will get the start tonight. First pitch from Dodger Stadium is coming up at 7:10 p.m. Coming up over the next hour here on Dodgers on deck, we got a lot to get to. We'll check in with Tim Nevrit and Rick Monday out at the broadcast booth in just a couple of minutes. We'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We'll get you the latest on Cody Bellinger and his hamstring with the injury report. We'll have a preview of tonight's pitching matchup. Kirsten Watson will check in. We'll have the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest, and we'll check in with David Vasse throughout the show. Well, yesterday the Dodgers held off a late rush from the Rangers to get the series win. Walker Buehler was really good. Six shutout innings. He scattered just five hits along the way while striking out five. The Dodgers offense gave Buehler some early run support. Mookie Betts, a leadoff walk in the first. Then Gavin Lux with a double to left center. That scored Mookie, and the Dodgers grabbed an early 1-0 lead. In the third, the Dodgers jumped on Rangers starter Dane Dunning again. This time, Mookie Betts with a leadoff home run.
Betts walked in his first plate appearance. Now the 3-2. He swings and a fly ball to right field. It's deep. Gallo going back to the wall. It's gone. A home run. Mookie Betts goes the other way, maybe 10 feet fair and five rows back. And the Dodgers take a 2-0 lead for Betts' seventh home run of the year.
Seventh home run of the season for Mookie. That's the top-tier play of the game, brought to you by Arco. Quality, top-tier gas for less. Dodgers up 2-0. Lux and Taylor then with back-to-back singles. Dodgers had something else brewing in the third. Three batters later, Zach McKinstry drove them in.
Inning began with a Betts home run, his seventh of the year. The Dodgers are leading it 2-0. The 0-1, fly ball, left center field. And it's going to drop between Calhoun and Garcia and roll to the wall. Taylor scores easily, and right behind him is Pollock. McKinstry, a two-out, two-run double, and the Dodgers take a 4-0 lead.
A two-out, two-run double by McKinstry, and the Dodgers led 4-0. The score remained that way until the seventh when Matt Beattie singled to right with two outs. That brought in Mookie Betts, and the Dodgers took a 5-0 lead. Walker Buehler with the six shutout innings handed it over to Blake Treinen to pitch the scoreless seventh. Victor Gonzalez got the eighth, had a scoreless inning of relief. Phil Bickford got the ninth and ran into a little trouble. Hits, walk, three runners given up. Kenley Jansen came in, got a couple of hits off of him, but was able to get out of a jam as the Rangers left the tying run on base. Dodgers hang on and beat the Rangers 5-3. Walker Buehler the win. He's now 6-0. 15th save of the season for Kenley Jansen. And with the win, the Dodgers take 2-3 from Texas. They're now 39-26 on the season. Still one game back of San Francisco in the NL West tonight. The start of a three-game series against the Phillies. Tony Gonsolin on the mound. First pitch at 7:10. And with more, we welcome in Tim Nevrit and Rick Monday. Guys.
Thanks, Tim. Tonight, the Dodgers open the three-game series with the Philadelphia Phillies. It is a beautiful night. It is the last night of reduced capacity at Dodger Stadium. Tomorrow, reopening night. Everybody's excited about that, but also folks excited about this game tonight as Tony Gonsolin will make his second start. He'll face Spencer Howard, who may not be in the game very long, more than likely a piggyback start tonight with another reliever who was just called up. So that looks like the pitching situation. The Phillies come off a very good homestand where they won 6 of 7 games, including 4 straight, 3 of those walk-off wins. The Dodgers have won 5 of their last 6 after holding on yesterday against the Texas Rangers. So, Rick, tonight, still no Cody Bellinger. Dave Roberts saying earlier that he ran, he hasn't felt quite right yet, and they want him 100% before he gets back in the lineup.
I was watching Bellinger this afternoon, Tim, and very, very closely. He had a full workout for that that standpoint, doing some exercise to begin with and then doing some runnings and getting closer and closer. But it has not been as rapidly as far as recovery as the Dodgers had hoped. And Dave Roberts was also asked, well, is there a chance that you could be thinking a little bit longer term, and that's still a couple of days away if it would have to be retroactive as far as a visit to the injured list. But this Dodger ball club has a ball game to win, and for the Phillies, even though they're just a one game above 500, they come in feeling pretty good about themselves, because when they look up, they're trailing the New York Mets by only 3 games in the National League Eastern Division.
And for the Dodgers, they continue to trail the Giants by just that one single game at this point in time. Still very much within striking distance as we go on the 14th of June. In the batting order tonight, a little right, left to get going. Gavin Lux is going to hit in the 2-spot tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, too, because Mookie Betts now beginning to swing the bat with much more authority. Hopefully that theme song continues. Dodgers have been lights out at home, winning 21, losing only 11, but if Betts gets on board, then he's got the protection also left-handed batter in Gavin Lux, and Lux has been hitting the ball for extra bases. So it's going to be Betts, Lux, followed by Turner, and then Will Smith will bat in the number 4 spot. Matt Beatty gets the start at first base, and it's kind of interesting, I think, if you look at Beatty. He's been kind of off and on as far as the swings, but adds the defense over at first base. Hopefully he gets going, because if he gets on base, got another guy that has just really been impactful, that being Chris Taylor, who starts at second base this evening.
Zach McKinstry had a big impact on yesterday's game, 3 hits. He is in the lineup hitting in front of Tony Gonsolin in the 8th spot, so McKinstry gets another shot here on this Monday night.
Yeah, Dodgers would love to get everybody off the injured list and get back to healthy, but right now you're still missing Max Muncy, you're missing Cody Bellinger. One other note about Max Muncy, you look at first baseman of the National League, he's leading in the All-Star balloting, and keep in mind, folks, you can vote 5 different times in every 24-hour period, so if you haven't done it, go online to Dodgers.com and find out.
Vote for Max. Get him to start in Denver for the All-Star game. That'd be great. Counting down to the first pitch, Dodgers and Phillies, game 1 of a 3-game series. We send it back to you, Tim.
All right, thank you, guys. Coming up here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We'll hear from David Vassay. We'll get you the latest on Cody Bellinger and his injury. We'll break down tonight's pitching matchup. And again, we're going to have your chance to play the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. So don't go anywhere. Up next, Kirsten Watson will check in as we lead you up to Dodgers and Phillies. First pitch at 7:10. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and Phillies, game 1 of this 3-game set. Tony Gonsolin, Spencer Howard, the pitching matchup. First pitch from Dodger Stadium is coming up at 7:10.
Fly ball, the center field, it's way back, at the wall, gone, a home run.
The best drive of the game, brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
The 3-1, lined into left center field for a base hit, and it's going to roll to the wall. Betts rounding third, he's on his way home. No throw. Lux with a double to left center. Betts comes in to score. The Dodgers take a 1-0 lead.
Gavin Lux with the RBI double in the first. Dodgers go on to beat the Texas Rangers 5-3. Speaking of the best drive of the game, if you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. More options, no contract, just savings. Call them at 800-498-7000. 800-498-7000.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us before the Dodgers and Phillies, brought to you by Cars for a Kid. Dodgers open up this series tonight, Kirsten, but everybody's in anticipation about tomorrow. It's reopening day when Dodger Stadium will be back to normal.
The life of the stadium will be back. It's going to be so much fun, and there are so many different things for fans to get to experience. Of course, these last 2 months, they've obviously, the fans that have been able to come out to the games, they've seen everything that's happened in Center Field Plaza and just all of the new additions that are there. But I will say, so today I went into, there's a simulated dugout type thing. So you can go and hit the ball off the tee, and it'll tell you your launch angle, your velocity off the bat. Like, it was so much fun. I probably am like a little kid right now because I was in that little batting cage. And the amount of swings I took, some of them were very good, some of them were not so good, I will be honest with you.
Yeah, somebody helping you out though, right?
But I will say, so before I went out there, I was talking to Clayton Kershaw, and I was like, look, he had just come off from doing some, taking some swings in BP, and I was like, I need a little bit of advice. I was a volleyball player growing up. I have hand-eye coordination, but like hand-bat eye, I don't think I have per se. And he was like, no. Hand-eye coordination is all that it takes. Like that, he was honest. He was like, look, hitting is the hardest thing about this sport. And even because I asked him, I was like, you know, how much control do you really have? He's like, from the pitcher standpoint, I go out there and hit the ball to make contact. That is his focus. But of course, from position players, they really do have so much control over it. So I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to have that skill set. And he was like, no, like you're going to be great. Just go out there, take a big swing, hit the ball hard. That's all he said. He's like, hit the ball very hard and you will be just fine. But he was like, do you have a bat? And he was funny. He kind of looked like he was like going to reach to hand me one. I was like, no. Like I think they have them out there. But he gave me some really good advice. And he was funny. He goes, just make contact. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. And I will say, I did do that. I did make contact, and it is so much fun. So that's only one of all of the cool activations that are out there for fans. So there's that, and then there's a augmented dugout. So you can literally sit in what looks like you're sitting in the dugout, and it's kind of that virtual reality type thing. Mm-hmm. And you can pick your favorite players, who you want to sit with next to you in the dugout, and they'll pop up on the screen, and you can take a photo and interact with them. So there's just so many cool things. Of course, with COVID and all of the distancing we've had to do, these are just little ways to get you close to the game, and it's just fun. It's a little competitive fun, and I am very competitive sometimes. So I was like, I need to take more swings. We need to have a – I should have asked Clayton for probably some more pointers. I didn't ask about, like, holding the bat, where you put your hands, but he gave me good advice, and it did work, so I got to say.
Baby steps. We'll get there. But the park opens full capacity tomorrow. The Dodgers have been playing home games all season with limited capacity, but certainly a winning record at home. They get the Phillies tonight. Here's some great stuff. We'll keep working with you in the cage. Sponsored by Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or go online at carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll preview tonight's pitching matchup. We'll hear from Dodger closer Kenley Jansen. But up next, we'll get you an injury report, and we'll check in with Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We're leading you up the first pitch, Dodgers and Phillies from the Ravine. I'm Tim Cates, since the world champion Dodgers Audio Network.
And down he goes. Yeah! Strikeout number 13 for Kershaw.
Don't miss a moment of Dodger coverage.
Right here on your home of the World Series champion Dodgers.
This is Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck.
Let's get you into the stadium and out of your car from the In-N-Out Dodgers Traffic Center. Here's Jay Olin.
Good evening. Headed towards Dodger Stadium. Northbound side of the 110 is going to slow down coming away from Exposition on over to Stadium Way. Also, things are really heavy. South 101 coming out of Hollywood from Sunset on over to about the 10. Northbound 101 slows down just beyond the 5 split. That's going to be heavy over to Glendale Boulevard. If you're heading south on the 5, that slows coming away from Colorado over to about the 10 freeway with northbound delays from the 710. That's going to be pretty busy over to the 2. That's your Dodgers traffic. I'm Jay Olin.
Thanks, Jay. And In-N-Out, there's no room for compromise in a quality burger. No frozen patties, only the freshest ingredients, of course, because that's what a hamburger's all about. Dodgers and Phillies, Tony Gonsolin on the mound. First pitch coming up at 7:10.
This is the L.A. Dodgers Injury Report.
Presented by UCLA Health, keeping you off the injured list. Well, the Dodgers hoping that Cody Bellinger can stay off the injured list. Got the hamstring that is still bothering them. He is day-to-day. Max Muncy on the IL with the oblique strain. Yoshi Tsutsugo on the IL with the right calf strain. Corey Seager working his way back on the IL with the fractured right hand. Garrett Clevenger also working his way back from elbow inflammation. Scott Alexander, Corey Knebel on the 60-day ILs. Edwin Rios, Dustin May, both done for the year. Let's go back out to the Ravine and check in with the Dodger skipper.
Anything else for Dave?
Dave, do you think...
Other questions for Dave?
Dave, can you just describe...
Dave, can you talk about the pressure?
In the dugout with Dave Roberts.
Hey, Dave, what's the latest on Cody Bellinger? I saw he's not in the lineup again tonight.
He's going to go out there and run today and see how it responds. I think that We were initially hopeful that it was going to be a day or two, but just kind of as the days have progressed, there hadn't been a whole lot of improvement. Hopefully he hits and runs and feels good. But even tomorrow, it's unlikely he'll be in there. So hopefully, I think as we look at it right now, best case scenario for me would be Wednesday before the off day.
Is there a point where, like, if he's not ready to go before the off day, where you consider ILing him?
It's certainly a thought. I think today will be pretty telling, but we don't need to make that decision right now.
And then just with how his season has gone, all the stores start and stop, I mean, how much do you feel like that's impacted some of the results in a small sample and also just how he's sort of handled this year after how last year went for him?
I think he's handled it really well. Obviously, there's got to be some frustration in there because, as you mentioned, there's been the start and stop. There's still a lot of baseball for him to put together a really nice season, help us win baseball games, and I know he knows that. But I do think that part of the inconsistencies of spring training to then coming back, having a 5 or 6 day rehab assignment to then kind of not get on track offensively has been part of that.
And I know it's kind of self-explanatory, but seeing like how tough the top of the division is, I mean, how important is it going to be if you guys want to pull away to get a healthy Bellinger, a healthy Seager, a healthy Muncy going for an extended stretch?
Well, I just think it's we're better when those guys are active on our roster. So, you know, outside of that, remains to be seen. You still got to play those games and get those guys back to health and win the division. That's been our goal from the outset.
Thanks, Dave.
Yep.
Next question is from Juan Toribio. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave, you said today was going to be pretty telling. Obviously, you're looking to see how he feels, but what exactly are you guys looking to see? Or a box kind of check for him to
I think it's just 100%. You know, yesterday was kind of 80%, and we're not going to put him out there if he can't be 100% as far as when you're talking about a strained muscle. He doesn't want to be out there if it's not 100% because you don't want to take the chance to make it a, you know, 3 to 4 week thing. So I guess that tell would be if he can run 100% and recover and feel good.
All right, there's manager Dave Roberts talking about Cody Bellinger, of course, and that hamstring. Hopefully it is feeling better tonight and you don't have to put him on the IL. All right, guys, lose up to 18 pounds in your first month with a plan designated for men. It's designed solely for them. Go to Nutrisystem.com/baseball today. That's Nutrisystem.com/baseball. When we continue here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with David Vasse as we lead you up to first pitch. Dodgers and Phillies. Tony Gonsolin on the mound. First pitch is 7:10. I'm Tim Cates. It's the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
The quest to go back to back is on.
Now that we finally won one, it's just you just don't take that for granted.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues on the official home of your World Champion LA Dodgers.
Leading up to Dodgers and Phillies, Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Tony Gonsolin, Spencer Howard, the pitching matchup. First pitch coming up at 7:10.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on Deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider, David Bassett.
Dave, live at Dodger Stadium for the Dodgers and Phillies. And Dave, one guy who's really been playing well, and that's Gavin Lux. Yesterday, the big double in the first inning. He's really picked up where Corey Seager left off.
Yeah, the Dodgers definitely have needed Lux's defense more than his offense since Corey Seager went down with a broken right hand. And Lux has played solid defense at shortstop. Sure, he's had some hiccups there, but he has overall played really well defensively, and he's played really well offensively here at Dodger Stadium. He's hit 6 home runs on the season. 5 of those 6 have been here at Dodger Stadium. But let's not forget, this is the first full Major League season that he will play, and I asked him whether or not the mental side of that grind is a greater challenge than the physical side.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a little bit longer than a minor league schedule, but at this point, this is my sixth year in professional baseball, so it's nothing new in a sense of it is a mental grind. The baseball season's long, so you know you got to stay focused every day, and then you can't just show up and go through the motions. So honestly, it's nothing new that we didn't know from prior years. So really just trying to continue off the same routine.
Gavin, without Muncy in the lineup for who knows how long, and with all the guys in and out with injuries, is it important, or has it been important for yourself and others to try not to carry that weight all by yourself? And do you feel like at times maybe that has caused inconsistency with the lineup?
No, obviously we haven't been healthy the whole year. We're banged up a little bit, but we still have a lot of really good players, and we know that, you know, guys are going to step in and perform, and we have to, you know. So I don't think it's really changed a whole lot from anybody's mindset. We're not trying to do more. We don't have to do more. We got a lot of really good players, and we just got to keep playing team baseball and passing the torch down to the next guy. And, man, we know we got to do that.
And Gavin Lux is hitting second tonight, Tim, playing shortstop, and it's one thing that you can't discount is the mental grind of a full 162 major league season. Guys have told me that over the years. It's much different than a minor league season, and maybe Lux hasn't found that out yet, but he will.
Dave's live at Dodger Stadium, brought to you by Ford California. The future belongs to everyone, and now everyone can drive it with the 2021 Ford Explorer. The future comes standard at your Southern California Ford dealers. Dave, have you heard, have you seen, have you noticed any difference from pitchers with Major League Baseball cracking down on the foreign substances?
Well, it hasn't been anything super obvious. I know everybody's tracking Trevor Bauer's spin rates the last couple of outings, but he has not been proven guilty of anything to this point, and it's all speculation. And I know the New York Times wrote a big piece on the front page of their newspaper over the weekend that the batting averages around baseball have gone up and strikeouts have gone down since baseball put on notice pitchers using that spider tack and that other extra sticky to get their better grip on the baseball. But I will tell you this, there is more to just spin rate when it comes to judging which pitcher is using what. And I have heard that Major League Baseball is considering not only penalizing pitchers that are using the spider tack sticky that has given them an extra edge and advantage, unfair to most people in the game, and they are now looking at if pitchers are using pine tar, suntan lotion, rosin. I really hope they don't go down that road, Tim, because the pitchers I've spoken to over the weekend have told me, if that happens, then there's no grip on the baseball. And Pete Alonso of the Mets has said, when you have 95 to 100 coming at you and a pitcher doesn't have a grip on that baseball, that's really scary for a hitter. So I hope it stops with the spider tack and they don't go overboard on the other end of the spectrum. And I know pitchers are hoping this as well, and hitters are that I've spoken to, and don't go too far on the opposite end of the spectrum and not allow pitchers to get a grip with the rosin, the suntan lotion, and maybe even a little pine tar, because that would not be good for the game either.
No, it wouldn't. I hope you're right, Dave. Great stuff. Looking forward to your conversation with Kenley Jansen. That's coming up in 15 minutes. Dodger fans, I need three contestants right now for the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. 866-987-2570. 866-987-2570. As we lead you up to Dodgers and Phillies, first pitch is 7:10. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Phillies, game one of this three-game set. Tony Gonsolin set to take the mound. First pitch at 7:10. Time now to find out who's in and who's out of the Dodger lineup.
Gone, a home run.
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
Since 1948, In-N-Out has been making their burgers fresh to order from the highest quality ingredients, of course. It's a family tradition at In-N-Out because that's what a hamburger's all about. Leading off for Dave Roberts tonight, Mookie Betts in center field. Batting second is Gavin Lux at shortstop. Batting third, Justin Turner at third base. Batting cleanup and doing the catching is Will Smith. Batting fifth at first base is Matt Beatty. Batting sixth at second base is Chris Taylor. Batting seventh in left field is A.J. Pollock. Batting eighth in right field is Zach McKenzie. Street and batting ninth and doing the pitching, number 46, Tony Gonsolin.
This.
Oh my God!
Are you not entertained?
Is the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game.
The thrill is calling at Six Flags Magic Mountain, now open daily. Your favorite coasters are waiting to thrill you, so reserve your tickets now at sixflags.com. All right, Steve is our first contestant. Steve, welcome to you. What is your guess tonight?
Okay. Thank you very much.
What is your guess?
My guess is Justin Turner in the seventh inning.
Justin Turner in the seventh inning. Good luck to you, Steve. Our second contestant is Jose. Jose, welcome to you. What's your guess?
I'm going to go with Justin Turner as well, but I'm going to go in the third inning.
Justin Turner in the third inning. All right, good luck to you, Jose. John is our third and final contestant. John, are you going Justin Turner as well?
I'm going Mookie Betts in the first.
Good. Mookie in the first. All right. Good luck to you, John. Good luck to Jose. And good luck to Steve, our three contestants tonight. When we come back here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with Rick Monday as we lead up to first pitch. Dodgers and Phillies from the Ravine. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
The quest to go back-to-back is on.
Now that we finally won one, it's just, you just don't take that for granted.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues on the official home of your world champion LA Dodgers.
Let's get you into the stadium and out of your car from the In-N-Out Dodgers Traffic Center. Once again, here's Jay Olin.
Good evening. Headed towards Dodger Stadium. Northbound side of the 110 is going to slow down coming away from Exposition on over to Stadium Way. Also, things are really heavy. South 101 coming out of Hollywood from Sunset on over to about the 10. Northbound 101 slows down just beyond the 5 split, and that's going to be heavy over to Glendale Boulevard. If you're heading south on the 5, that slows coming away from Colorado over to about the 10 freeway with northbound delays from the 710. That's going to be pretty busy over to the 2. That's your Dodgers traffic. I'm Jay Olin.
Thanks, Jay. In-N-Out, nothing's frozen. Everything is delivered from the fresh to the restaurant every single day. Beef, buns, the produce, because fresh is what it's all about. Dodgers and Phillies, Tony Gonsolin on the mound. First pitch coming up at 7:10. Still to come, we'll get you the keys to the game. Plus, we'll preview this pitching matchup. But first...
And now, joined by David Massé, here's LA Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
The Dodgers welcome in the Philadelphia Phillies, and Rick, you know the Phillies pretty well, considering you beat them a few times with your Dodger teams in the NLCSs.
You mean the city of brotherly love?
I don't know if that's true, is it?
They can be a little rugged, but I tell you what, they know sports, they know baseball, and if you play hard, they may not like a play that you make if it's against their hometown team, but they're actually very fair when it comes down to it. And the Phillies come in, David. They're feeling pretty good about themselves. They won 4 in a row, 7 of the last 10. And if they look up, they're only 3 games behind the New York Mets. Something we're going to talk about as the game kind of progresses, too. If you look at the difference in the Eastern Division, the Eastern Division right now might be relying upon the Western Division. And here's my point. The New York Mets are 14-6 against Western Division teams. Well, they've beaten up on Arizona. They've beaten up on Colorado. And for the Philadelphia Phillies, they've only played 6 games against the Western Division. They're 2-4. They played against the Giants so far, but now they come into L.A. And, again, they're feeling good about themselves. But you start to look at matchups in one division against the other. And the difference, if you're looking at just number of games that have been played and won, it's because New York has played better and more games. They played 20 games against the West and 14 of them.
Yeah, not a team to be taken lightly. The Dodgers and Phillies will be matching up for the first time since 2019. But, Rick, today's a very special day for a Dodger legend, and that is Don Newcomb.
You know, there are days that we go by and those that that we have lost. And when you talk about Don Newcomb, who was such a fixture here at Dodger Stadium, a fixture obviously in the Dodger uniform when he was pitching, but then also here, an advisor for ownership and for so many years, and we would talk to Don and be able to understand what was going on. And it's kind of funny, since the Philadelphia Phillies are coming in, Don would have been 93 today. And we used to kid because he was dressed, I mean, right to the T's. But then you lose sight of the fact of what he did pitching. And against the Phillies, he had one doubleheader. In fact, He started both ends of the doubleheader September 6th, I believe the date was, 1950. All he did in game one was throw a three-hit shutout. He had two hits in the ball game on top of it, and then in the nightcap, he only went seven innings. But can you imagine that? I mean, you pitched that long, that many innings. And by the way, the first game went 2 hours and 15 minutes. The second game went just 2 hours and 10 minutes. But Don Newcombe was not only an outstanding pitcher, he could hit on top of it.
He used to be very proud of the hitting more than he was the pitching. He would tell me about what he did overseas as well after he left Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I know there was one afternoon a number of years ago that he was getting on Kenley Jansen because I guess Jansen had batted in a game the night before. And Kenley would always come over and see Don, who was he would be over by the Dodgers on deck circle every afternoon. And there was kind of going back and forth. He says, oh, we understand why, you know, you used to be a catcher, but you didn't show me much last night with the bat. And they went back and forth and back and forth. But he's a guy that we missed. We miss a great deal. But today would have been number 93.
What do you believe is his lasting legacy beyond what he did on the mound?
I think what he did in communities, and I think what he did in touching people and touching their lives. He had a gremlin in his life, and he helped people understand, as it look, you can get help, and people will help you get through some things. And he was a success story when it came to that. Success on the field, but he became a success off the field and really helped guide people through their life that maybe they weren't going to be around for much longer, didn't know where to turn.
And Rick, really, he's kind of a piece of what makes the Dodger organization more special than any other team. The history and the players that have worn the uniform that you wore.
Yeah, well, it's more than just at this ballpark. It's in the community. It's around the country. And he was not just a cubbyholed into the L.A. area. He branched out, if you will. And that's very important. The Dodgers over the years have had a lot of guys that have been able to do it. But he was really instrumental in kind of creating a division, if you will, within the organization. I'm not talking about a divide of people on opposite side, a division that kind of took care of areas to let people know that were really kind of struggling in their lives because of decisions that they had made. Hey, look, there is a bright spot here, and let us help you find help.
Don Newcombe, happy birthday, looking down on us, gone but never forgotten. Rick, thanks a lot for another great education.
Hey, good to be here, and to those of us that the new Don, we wish we could say to him personally, happy birthday.
No doubt. Happy birthday to Don Newcombe. And to the Newcombe family, we're always thinking about you. We are brought to you by California Community Colleges. Learn the latest career skills and earn credit for what you already know with online and in-person classes. Financial aid is available. Classes fill up fast, so enroll now for the fall semester at stayenrolled.com. Tim, we'll send it back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Dave. Still to come here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We'll get you a preview of tonight's pitching matchup with Tony Gonsolin going for the Dodgers. Tim and Rick will have the keys to the game. But up next, we go high and tight with Dodger closer Kenley Jansen. It's the Dodgers and Phillies. First pitch coming up at 7:10. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck continues as we lead you up to Dodgers and Phillies. Game one of this three-game set. Morongo Casino, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Tony Gonsolin, Spencer Howard, the pitching matchup. First pitch from Dodger Stadium is coming up at 7:10. But right now we go high and tight with David Vasse.
David Vasse.
And now, what will likely be Vasse fielding insults from a Dodger player.
It's an engagement of endearment.
This is High and Tight.
The Dodgers and Phillies getting set for first pitch. The Dodgers coming off a big win yesterday, and the big man himself had to warm up quickly and rescue the Dodgers, and they held on to beat the Rangers. And Kenley Jansen, with his 15th save of the season yesterday, joins us right now. Kenley, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Hey, Vasse, thanks for having me.
You like how I said that? You rescued the Dodgers. It wasn't just a save. It was a rescue.
Yeah, you know, just play for your team, you know. I hate that word, you know, trying to be a hero, but it's just, you know, whenever the game is on the line and, you know, I can come and do my part and help our team win, you know, that's whenever the phone ring and my names get called, you know, I'm going to do my part to help my team win ball games.
In that situation, Kenley, everybody wonders. It's 5-0. Mm-hmm. Do you expect to come into the game? Are you still prepared to come into the game?
As a closer in that role, you can never shut yourself down until 27 out. You know, I learned from that when that happened a few times. So whenever it's a 5-run, you just still got to be in the game. Every pitch, every you know, watch everything is happening outside. And, you know, whenever I see, you know, the leadoff hitter get on, and that's when I really start to locked in. And whenever the phone rings, you know, I was already ready to be in the game. So, you know, just warm up and come in the game. And, you know, a situation like that is tough. Mm-hmm. You know, like whenever a team gain momentum on you late in the game, you know, those three outs, the last three outs are going to be so hard to get. So, but, you know, just me doing that for so long and, you know, learning in a situation like that, you got to slow the game down. And that's what I did. Just slow the game down to get through it.
How did you, what at bat do you believe in that ninth inning got the momentum back on your side?
To me, it's whenever Joey Gallo, you know, pulled the homer foul there. It really got me locked in. And then the next pitch, I make him popped up. And that's when I know, you know, I'm going to get out of this inning, you know, without them scoring any more runs. So it's a feeling, man. It's a feeling that yeah. you get. And you see that. And, you know, you feel the muscle memory. And, you know, it connects. So, and I just ride with it.
Kenley Jansen is our guest. Kenley, I know you talk about pitching angry, but it looks like you're enjoying the game of baseball again. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I always enjoy it. You know, yeah, I'm definitely, maybe this year I might showing it more outside so people can see it. I don't know why. But, yeah, sometimes when you see me quiet, I did get angry in the past too. Even in my good years, you can call. So I never get to show that emotions. And I think this year, you know, you just try to be better, try to get back on top, and maybe that might give me a little bit more emotional.
Yeah.
And because of the love of the game you have. You love this game so much, and, you know, you wanted to do it right for you, do it right for your family, and do it right for everybody, you know, who's enjoying the game.
Speaking of family, I see you now. You've expanded your musical instruments repertoire from a piano to a bass guitar.
Yeah, piano to
a
bass
guitar. Are you a one-man band now?
Yeah, so I got my jam crew, you know, the Kenny Jamson crew. So
it's only you, right?
No, it's me. I got my teacher, Miss Lee, who gave me piano, keyboard, piano. And then I got another guy on keyboard. And I got a guitarist, and then I got a drummer, and me being a bit, yeah, yeah.
So what's the name of this band again?
Kenley Jamson.
Are you available for weddings? Will you play at a Dodger fan wedding if they book you?
Yeah, this offseason, yeah. If you guys want to enjoy it, just let me know. I just come and do it, have fun, jam, you know, and crash the wedding.
All right, I like that. So which instrument do you like better, the piano or the bass?
I love both of them, to be honest with you. Piano's a little harder, but piano had its feel and bass got its feel. So, you know, definitely jamming, I'm probably going to love bass more, but then me being solo, I probably love playing piano.
So what kind of music do you jam to? What kind of music are you playing?
From Stevie Wonder to Aretha Franklin to... let's say Norman Brown jazz. Let me see. Luther Vandross, Lionel Richie, D'Angelo. Man, it's a lot. It's a lot of songs, you know. Let me see what I'm missing. Oh, Earth, Wind & Fire, September. So, yeah, it's a lot of songs that I'll be jamming. So, you know, I might miss a few, but, yeah, definitely a lot of songs.
I remember.
Kenny Pennygrass. Yeah, I forgot
okay,
about
you've
it,
named
yeah.
a lot, all right?
Yeah,
that's a pretty big catalog.
Yeah.
I remember the last time I was traveling with you, you lugged the big piano onto the plane.
Yeah.
Are you still doing that? Are
now
you
it's bringing, the bass.
You're bringing
the bass now, yeah.
But you leave it in the case, right?
Yeah, the bass, yeah. I had it in my little bags, and it's easier to travel bass than piano. You know, piano I do more when I'm at home, and then bass I do more on the road.
Did the bass get you through quarantine last year when you were
piano does.
In the bubble?
The piano, yeah. The piano got me through, yeah.
So
yeah.
piano got you through the bubble.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the time, and maybe you can add some Bobby Brown to the catalog.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We'll My Prerogative.
Yeah. 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 Oh, man.
Come on.
Don't get me started with that. Yeah, New Edition.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's do it next time.
All right.
Thanks a lot for the
time. Thank you. All right.
There he is, the big man, the Dodgers' all-time saves leader. Bauer better remember that. You receive a gift card from Travis Matthew. Every Travis Matthew product is created with attention to detail, designed to deliver the perfect fit and soft, lightweight feel. Check out TravisMatthew.com today to find new styles you'll love. Tim, we'll send it back to you.
All right, thank you, Dave. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Aria, Rooms and Suites Beyond Compare, a dining destination that thrills and the best entertainment steps away. This is How We Vegas. Book at Aria.com. Still to come, Tim and Rick will get you the keys to the game, but up next, we're going to dive deeper into this pitching matchup tonight as we're 15 minutes away from first pitch. Dodgers and Phillies from the Ravine. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and Phillies. Game one of this three-game set from Dodger Stadium. First pitch coming up at 7:10.
Hung on and missed strike three. Yeah!
And now before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchup.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers, head to Toyota's We Make It Easy sales event where you'll find great ways to save on a new Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com or see your dealer for all offers. Tony Gonsolin on the mound. No wins, no losses, an ERA just about 5.5. The 27-year-old right-hander making his second start this season. Remember, Tony Gonsolin, right at the end of spring training, was placed on the IL to start the season. It was in Arizona for almost 2 months, had shoulder inflammation, missed the first 60 games on the IL, got his first start, first action of the season, last road trip in Pittsburgh against the Pirates. It didn't go great. An inning and two-thirds, he gave up one run on two hits while striking out four. But he also walked five. He threw 66 pitches, only 33 first strikes. Looking to bounce back tonight. First time facing the Phillies in his 2.5 seasons in the big leagues. He is facing Spencer Howard, who is 0-1 with a 4.61 ERA. The 24-year-old right-hander, a former second-round pick of the Phillies out of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo back in 2017. He made his major league debut last season, making his fourth start this season. It's his seventh overall appearance, pitching out of the bullpen a few times for the Phillies. In 9 1/3 innings as a starter, he's done pretty well. An ERA under 3 overall, an ERA near 5. This is his first time facing the Dodgers. Tony Gonsolin, Spencer Howard, Dodgers, Phillies. Keys to the game are coming up next with Rick and Tim. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and Phillies game one of this three-game set from Dodger Stadium. Dodgers took 2-3 from the Texas Rangers over the weekend. Remember, tomorrow, reopening at Dodger Stadium. Full capacity crowd coming back to the Ravine. But that's tomorrow. Tonight, game one of this three-game set, Dodgers-Phillies. Tony Gonsolin on the mound looking for his first win of this season. Tonight's national anthem brought to you by Mutual of America Financial Group, dedicated to providing high-value retirement plans and services. Let's head back out to the booth one final time. We'll check in with Tim and Rick. Guys?
All right, Tim. Keys for tonight. Tony Gonsolin has to go deeper and not walk as many people, realizing that in his first start this year, he walked two fewer men than he walked all of last year in the shortened season, over 46 and two-thirds innings pitched. So in an inning and two-thirds, he's walked five. He walked seven and 46 and two-thirds last year. Kind of an anomaly for Tony Gonsolin, but we would expect better things out of him tonight.
You know, one of the things about Tony Gonsolin, you look at it, and I think it surprises some hitters, the fact that you look at the split-finger fastball. That's a really big pitch for him. Throws it about a third of the time. It's the fastball that catches some people by surprise because he averages 95 miles an hour on the fastball. And you think, well, the splitter keeps some guys off balance. It really improves the effectiveness of the fastball, and hopefully he can go rather deep into the game. What deep into the game for Gonsolin with very few starts means, we don't know. Is it four innings? Is it five innings? Or is it strictly pitch count?
Spencer Howard will be the opposition starter. He's 0-1. Make his third start. He'll be piggybacked today by a new call-up, Bailey Falter from AAA. They expect that left-hander to follow Howard tonight. So the Dodgers trying to get to Howard early, who has had some issues with the walks. He has walked one out of every five batters he's faced.
Yeah, a good fastball, very good circle changeup, and with runners in scoring position below a 200 average. So, yes, you're absolutely right. Depending upon Spencer Howard, how he goes, if he does falter, they'll bring in Bailey Falter.
And they need to corral JT Realmuto, the catcher for the Phillies, with a .333 batting average against the Dodgers. It's the highest career batting average among active players against the Dodgers. So he'll be a guy that the Dodger pitchers hope to neutralize tonight. First pitch on the way, Dodgers and Phillies coming up.
All right, thank you very much. First pitch coming up. Dodgers start the night one game back in San Francisco. It's Tony Gonsolin's chance to get his first win of the season. Dodgers, Phillies, first pitch with Rick and Tim when we come back. I'm Tim Cates, and this has been Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Enjoy the game, everybody.